Tonight we're going to try to accomplish two things. One, we're going to talk about the concept of davening for Malchus, of davening for Malchus Shemayim, how to relate to that. And then we're going to also try to go through each pasuk as we see on this sheet and to see how we can utilize those psukim to help our own personal growth in Malchus Shemayim. I think we all find that one of the poignant challenges of davening in Rosh Hashanah is that the tefillahs don't really speak to the things we want them to speak about. We would feel a lot more comfortable and you know, used to the tefillahs that talk about refuah, they talk about parnasa, hashiveinu avinu l'sarei secha, goaleinu, all those tefillahs that we say all year round with all the bakashas that cover every possible need that Klal Yisrael and every person as an individual needs. We would feel very comfortable if that's what Tefillas Rosh Hashanah would be all about. You think this is the right time of year for that kind of thing? This is when Hashem is sitting and judging everybody and doling out whatever we're going to get for the whole year. This is when we should be talking about that. And you look at Shemoneh Esrei, and there's not a word of that. What's in Shemoneh Esrei? Shemoneh Esrei talks about Malchus Shemayim, Chein Tein Pachtecha. V'davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu should finally reveal himself, and the all nations of the world should feel the awe and the fright and the appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach, Tzidkenu. Now, without question, that's a very important part of our tefillahs, and even in our everyday Shemoneh Esrei that occupies the topic of two or three or four of the brachas that we talk about. But yet, there's no mention of any personal, anything that important to us. It's not in Shemoneh Esrei. So I mentioned that we talked about this last year. Of course, the Balei Musar say that for us, we definitely should make personal bakashas. And any Jew that goes on Rosh Hashanah and doesn't make a personal bakasha is fooling himself. So where do you make those personal bakashas? Perhaps we do it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Perhaps we can do it when we're saying Tehillim during the day. We can, you know, talk to Hashem and say all our personal bakashas. But the fact is, we're sitting on Shemoneh Esrei, we're davening Maariv, Shachris, Mincha, Musaf. We're saying the tefillahs of Shemoneh Esrei. They're all about Malchus Shemayim. How do we relate to them? It's important to realize that Chazal would have not made the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah in a way that don't address our needs. It's impossible. Chazal were establishing tefillahs for thousands of years worth of Jews. And Knesset Gedolah, the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, and it was all to the end of generations. Those tefillahs, without question, address the needs of every individual. They would not have made it otherwise. It's impossible. So clearly, davening for Malchus Shemayim somehow does address our personal, individual needs. How is that? So we can understand this on two levels. One level is that all bracha in this world, all shefa, anything good, comes commensurate to Malchus Shemayim, the amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed in this world, that's how much bracha there is in this world. More gilui Malchus Shemayim, more display, more recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu equals more bracha, more of all the things we need. Less equals less. The Ramchal writes, he says, Shem Yitam, if there will be a reason, L'shiafiyah b'ari yizbarach malachusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will display himself, reveal himself in his malchus. V'yimlech alelama, and he'll rule over the world. Yimashech mizeh ha-toyv harav. From that will come the tremendous goodness, v'hashalva, and peace, ha-gedoyle, nevraim, to all the creations. V'tirba ha-ara, and there'll be light, ha-kedoysha, of kedusha, v'hatahara, and purity, v'chol davar toyv, and every good thing. V'choy chasara yinichbim, and all evil will be subdued. Mushubadim. V'lo yikalklu tevzam, they won't ruin us. V'imloi, but if not, v'anhina HaKadosh Baruch Hu master panav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, eina megal ha-koyach m'mshalta, and he doesn't reveal his control of the world, v'koyach ha-saram is parts him, and then the evil takes over, and all terrible things come from that. So all good comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu displaying himself. All evil comes from whatever amount of hester panav there is. He finishes, and this is a very powerful sentence of the Ramchal, the Silas Sharm. He says that B'yoyis Yisrael mischazkim b'chol yoyim al davar zeh, every day that a Jew strengthens himself in this concept, u'mekablu malchus yizbarach, and their mekablu malchus, they say Shema, they say Kriya Shema, u'moidim b'ay, and they acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemana Esrei, b'libam u'befiyam, in the hearts and mouth, ma'fiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam, that is a display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. So when we're davening and when we say Shema and we daven Shemana Esrei and we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that is a display of Malchus Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now become revealed in the world. That's how good could come to this world. No other way. Every single day. So it's a beautiful, very powerful thought of the Ramchal. How important and how essential, how crucial our tefillahs are. Every Shema we say, every Shemana Esrei we say, every word of davening we say on Rosh Hashanah is Megala Kvod Shemayim. It brings a bigger display of Malchus Shemayim, and with each iota of Malchus Shemayim that gets displayed, there's more bracha in the world. More people are staying well and getting healed. More people are having children. More people are raising children. More people are having nachas from their children. Shiduchim, every aspect of bracha that there could possibly be comes from this, every level, every aspect of Malchus Shemayim that we bring to this world. So when we're davening for Malchus Shemayim, we're not davening for something else. We're not davening for a lofty concept which is a madrega we should be on, but we find it difficult for us to be on. We are davening for ourselves. It's when you treat, you know, sometimes you go to a doctor and you have this pimple or a rash that just won't go away, and you've been put creams on it and you've rubbed it with everything that you can, and you know, you're sticky all over, it's not doing anything. He says you have an infection, you need to take antibiotics. And then you take antibiotics and it goes away. So we're addressing the issue at its source. Yes, during the year, we daven for specific things. We talk about refuah, we talk about tshuva, we talk about parnasa, we talk about all those things. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a much more powerful time of year. And we go to the source of all things, Malchus Shemayim. So that's one approach to the davening on Rosh Hashanah. There's a mashal I love to say, beautiful mashal from the Dubna Maggid, that the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Hashlach al Hashem yehavcha, hu yichal kalacha." Cast on Hashem your load, and He'll take care of you. The Maggid gives a mashal. I've said this before. He said that there was this poor man walking on the road, and he's trudging. He's trying to get to Leipzig. It's a long way, and there's carriage rolls by, four white horses, an appointed carriage, and as it's driving by, it slows down. And the gevir of the town looks out the door and it says, "Yankel, where are you headed?" "I'm headed to Leipzig." "Oh, I'm headed there too. Why don't you come on to the carriage? I'll give you a ride." Oh, he's so thankful. He gets onto the carriage. He doesn't have to walk. So they're driving for a while, and then the gevir, the rich guy, he sees that Yankel, the poor man, is still holding his heavy load on his back. And he says, "Yankel, put it down. Why are you still holding it on your back?" So Yankel says, "Look, it's enough. You know, you're giving me a ride. You're taking me, you just have to schlep my bag too. Why would you have to do that?" So the Dubna Maggid says, Hashem, He's carrying you anyway. Just drop your load on Him. He's anyway carrying you, He'll carry your load as well. So we daven for Malchus Shemayim, it's that kind of concept. We're putting everything on Hashem. He takes care of it anyway. We don't have to be specific about it. That's one aspect. Another aspect to keep in mind is, why do tefillahs work at all? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that a person should have this or not have that. A person should be blessed or should not be blessed, chas v'shalom. What does it help to daven? Obviously, there's many, many different approaches, and they're all true, and they all have, you know, they all have value in their particular approach. But there's a pasuk that we all know, a pasuk in Bereishis. Pasuk says, "V'chal esav hasada terem yismach." All the grasses of Bereishis hadn't grown yet; they started to grow, but they didn't sprout. "Ki lo yamter Hashem lekim al aretz," because Hashem didn't bring rain yet. "V'adam ayin lavet as adam," there was no man, no human to work the land. So Rashi says that the pasuk means it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain? "Ki lo v'adam ayin," because there was no man yet to appreciate rain. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon saw that the world needs rain. He was mispalo. when it was mispal, and he was makir b'tayvasan shel gshamim, he recognized the need for rain, that's when it rained. So the Pashat understanding how tefillah works is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired this world that Shefa comes when it's recognized. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized, when that, the fact that he is the one who is benefiting the world, who is the benefactor, we recognize that, the Shefa comes. Before that's recognized, it doesn't come. That's how tefillah works. When we daven and we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that's really the moment that we've davened. And then we specify, Reifach HaBasar, we specify, Shehakol Nei B'dvara, Goyel Yisrael, all the things that we're specifying, but really, where have we davened? When we say Melech HaOlam, you're the one in charge. It comes from you. And when we're davening on Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're doing. We're recognizing Malchus is we're recognizing that everything, all Hashba in this world, everything that takes place in this world is all directly controlled, influenced, and manipulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That recognition is tefillah. It's tefillah for all our needs. We're just not specifying. Well, we're doing it at its source. We're saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, the greatest Melech HaOlam that we say all year, is the Melech HaOlam we say on Rosh Hashanah. We spend the whole Musaf Shemayna Esrei talking about Melech HaOlam. That Melech HaOlam is the real recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the source of everything. What we're not doing is we're not specifying, well, it's this I need, and this I need, and that I need. And what it seems to me, what Chazal were saying, is that at the point of the coronation of the king, be more subtle about it. It's not necessary to, like, you know, specify, I need this, I need that. I'm here, I'll take care of it. In this context, it's not necessary to talk about it. We talk about Melech HaOlam, we've done everything that tefillah can possibly do. So that's another way to approach it. Now, obviously, with all that, we still have to talk about our personal needs, because for us, it's hard to get our heart into it without that. When we talk about our personal needs, that's when we feel it. That's when we feel, oh, we need it. We need you, Hashem. We need what you have to offer. And that's why we need to do that. But when we're davening Shemoneh Esrei, we should realize we shouldn't think we're not davening for that. We shouldn't think that we're doing anything but addressing the need of every single Yid on this planet, every single creation on this planet, including ourselves and our own personal needs. Let's try to understand the structure of the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal designed the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei in a way that we can utilize the words to inspire ourselves in a multitude of ways. There are a lot of different ways to approach Malchus Shemayim. It's not a simple topic, and it's not, you know, there's a lot. It's very complex. And the psukim that we say, each one has a different power to inspire us. And we can choose one, and if we're big enough, we can choose them all. But any one of them can be a focal point for us, how to reach an aspect of improving Malchus Shemayim, improving our appreciation for Malchus Shemayim. We say 10 psukim. Those 10 psukim, the sheets over here, you'll see, 3 of them are from the Torah, 3 of them are from Kesuvim, Tehillim, 3 are from Nevi'im, and then we finish with the Pasuk of the Torah. What's the symbolism of 10? So Chazal gave 3 explanations for this symbolism. They say, number one, there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, He said Vayomer 10 times. Basara Mamaras Nivra Ha'olam. He created the world with 10 Mamaras, 10 Vayomers. Second 10 is Aseres HaDibros. When the Torah was given, it was given with Aseres HaDibros. And the last 10 is that when David HaMelech and Tehillim says Hallelu, Es Hashem 10 times, He's Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. Rav David Kain, Shiva Chavron, and Eretz Yisrael writes in his Sefer, he explains what's the relevance of these 3 tens. So he says that Malchus Shemayim is a process, and we're part of that process. It's a process that began with the beginning of history and continues till the end of history. Beginning, the first great gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bris Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that was the greatest, most powerful display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was. Then, in the middle of everything, was Matan Torah. That was the next greatest display. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself. He opened up all the Shemayim, 7 Himmels. Everybody saw. There was no question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoid Milvada. And then, the world is then inexorably moving towards the final and greatest and and ultimate Gilui, which is Mashiach Tzidkenu. The ten Vayomers of Bria Sa'olam is the beginning of Gilui Malchus Shemayim. The Aseres HaDibris, those ten Dibris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us through Moshe Rabbeinu, was the midpoint of Gilui Malchus Shemayim, and it was finalized, it ended, it will end, when Mashiach comes, which are the ten Hilul's that David HaMelech is talking about. That's the way we'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach comes. These three are also something which takes place simultaneously at all times, and they are there for us to gain, to relate to Malchus Shemayim. We can relate to Malchus Shemayim through the world, through the Bria, the natural world. If we would take the time to sit and appreciate the fruit that we eat, to appreciate our bodies, to appreciate every aspect of the natural world, how awesome it is, how complex it is, how amazing it is. Anybody who ever listened to any shiur from Avigdor Miller, I can guarantee you, you heard about the apple, or the apple seeds, or the orange, or something. That was Rabbi Avigdor Miller's life. He dedicated it to finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the natural world around us. That's one way we can approach Malchus Shemayim, the ten Vayomers of Bria Sa'olam. Another way we can access Malchus Shemayim is through the Torah. The Torah, when we learn Torah and we connect ourselves to the Torah, it has an effect upon us. And we see, this is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is His Chachma. And we are inspired by it. We see its depth. We see its holiness. We see its purity. We are blown away by it. That's another way we can attach ourselves to Malchus Shemayim. That's the Aseres HaDibris. And lastly, we can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way He manipulates the world. If we look at it through the correct lens, and we look at it the way the Torah wants us to look at the world and the world events, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu inexorably moving the world towards Mashiach. That is the other way we can reach Malchus Shemayim through world events, through the process that the world is going through towards the end of time. Those are the three tens, which really are there for us at all times, to cash in on those, to be able to appreciate Malchus Shemayim. If you look at the psukim of Shifras, which seem to be cryptic psukim, the first three psukim that we say in Shifras are the psukim that the Shifra of Matan Torah. The Shifra of Matan Torah, the pasuk says, "Why, when Hashem sounded that Shifra, it struck fear in all of our hearts, and it made the kernel of Yiras Shamayim that every Jew has. Every Jew has by nature of being a Jew. It came from Matan Torah, that shofar, it blew it into our souls." Those are the first three psukim. And now, throughout history, it's our job to continue it. That's the next three psukim. The next three psukim talk about the shofar of Rosh Hashanah that we blow every year, or the shofar that was blown in the Beis HaMikdash by the Karbanis. The work that Jews have to capitalize on that Yiras Shamayim that the Shofar made in our hearts and continue to build upon it through the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah every year. And then the last three psukim talk about the Shofar of Lasad Laveh, the Shofar of Mashiach, when that job will be finished, when that job will come to its completion, to its conclusion, with the Shofar of Melech HaMashiach. Let's now go to the psukim of Malchus. Take a look at the sheet. The first pasuk we say is Hashem Yimlech La'olam Vad. So this pasuk, Hashem Yimlech La'olam Vad, is the final pasuk of Oz Yashir. If we imagine that moment in history, what Oz Yashir was, Oz Yashir was the point when Klal Yisrael had come out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yamsuf. Chazal say it split water all over the world. Everybody was aware of this nes, the whole wide world. There was never, ever a Gilui Kvod Shemayim like there was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Ro Am Yirgazim, everybody was struck by fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, in appreciation of the moment, said Az Yashir. Az Yashir is dedicated not to the fact that they were saved. It's a different kind of shir. It's not like howl. It's dedicated to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu displaying Himself. It talks only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu displaying Himself, destroying the enemy. Every aspect of it is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays His malchus. Then we say Tiviyem, we say Tiviyem, we make a tefillah, He'll bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And the culmination of it, the pinnacle, is Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. And Chazal say, would they have said Hashem Melech? Would they have made it present? Moshiach would have come. That's how powerful that moment was. It could have finished everything. They didn't. Perhaps the world wasn't ready for it. They said Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. It will happen. We say this pasuk, we start Malchus with this pasuk, and the point is for us to think about what that pasuk represents. Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir, everything we worked on Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's display of His love of Klal Yisrael, and there's His display of power and Hashgacha Pratis that happened throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed, that's one way we're relating to Malchus Shemayim. The next pasuk we say is perhaps the most inspiring pasuk of Malchus, of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a pasuk that's written, that a lot is written about to help us understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk actually that Bilam said, Lehibit Avim B'Yakev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see evil in Klal Yisrael. Le'ra Amal B'Yisrael, He doesn't see perversity in Yisrael. Hashem Alekav Imai, Hashem, our God is with us. Usruas melach boy, the friendship, the love of the king is with us. This pasuk was said by Bilam, and he was coming to make a point. He was saying, whatever I try, whatever I do, I can't break the bond in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's unbreakable. That love is eternal, it's fixed, and it can't be touched. And it's to the point where that love can be worked upon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook averis. Which means even when he's melech, truas melech by when he's melech, which usually denotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king, Midas Haddin. There is a point in Midas Haddin where this truas melech by, which is what Rosh Hashanah is all about, we can work on that connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even as a melech, lehibit avim b'yakov, he won't see the evil of Klal Yisrael. He won't see the amal. What we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely a king. He's our king. It's personal. And that's so much of what we're trying to accomplish in Malchus. To think of ways that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a personal level as our king. The next pasuk we say is Vayihi Bishurin Melech. Behisasef Rosh Ha'am Yachat Shifti Yisrael. Hashem is the king of Yeshurun, which refers to Klal Yisrael. When is he the king? Behisasef Rosh Ha'am, when all the leaders gathered together, Yachat Shifti Yisrael, and all the Shvatim were in unity. So this, of course, is the pasuk that teaches us the importance of Achdus, of caring about each other, looking out for each other, and being at peace, and working together. This pasuk used to hang on the door of the Bes Medrash in Kalm, big Musar institution. It was the whole El. This pasuk was the pasuk that was hanging on the door. They said that you want to be zeicha bedin, if we want to have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at us the right way, the key is achdus. We think about it, a king's power depends on the unity of his subjects. If there is discord, if they're fragmented, if a nation is fragmented, then the king is compromised. That's the measure of his power. The United States of America is the most powerful nation in the world because we are united. If we were not united, if we were 50 separate countries, it would be nothing. The most practical way that we can demonstrate that we care about Malchus Shemayim is when we make an effort to be there for other Jews. When we make an effort to bring other Jews closer to Yiddishkeit, when we make an effort to bring other Jews closer to Hashem, to be there for Yidden when they have a hard time, when they're in difficulty. When we demonstrate that we are together, we're one, that is a very practical and realistic way of demonstrating we care about Malchus Shemayim. We identify with each other as Jews because Jews are the subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a tremendous chus for Yom Nirayim. A tremendous chus. And on the other hand, unfortunately, we understand the Chil Hashem that occurs when Jews fight amongst themselves. We see how the media jumps on it. The media loves it. They love it. Because that weakens any aspect of Kvod Shemayim that there is. And that's what they live for. Any Kabbalah we make to accept, to join, to help other Yidden, to be a part of something that helps people is a tremendous chos for Yom Nirayim. The next pasuk we say is Ki Hashem Hamlucha Moshel Habagayim. Hashem has Malucha, He has kingship, He has dominion of Moshel Bagayim, and He dominates Gayim. This pasuk is a very important explanation of the difference between the way we accept the Kaddish Baruch Hu and the way the nations of the world accept the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We Hashem Hamlucha, that's from us. Moshel Bagayim, He's the dictator over Gayim. The difference between a king and a dictator is very straightforward. A king, the subjects, they accept him, they want him. We take him upon ourselves, then he's a king. If he's not, and he rules by force, then he's a Moshel, he's a dictator. Klal Yisrael accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their king. And when we accept him as our king, that means whatever he does to us, whatever he brings upon us, whatever direction he leads us, we accept it. That's how we make him our king. Gayim do not. They suffer with it, they have no choice. Though he's a Moshel Bagayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules Gayim as much as he rules Klal Yisrael. The difference is just that we accept it. This pasuk is coming to be mechazik each one of us to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon us. When we accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon us, He sends our way the difficulties, the challenges, the life that He gives us. That life that we accept, we have just accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. You're a king, what you give us is good. What you're doing for us is fine. We're happy with it. If we suffer with it and we wish it wasn't that way, I mean, we wish it wasn't that way. We resent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this our way, then he's a Moshe. The next pasuk is Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh, Lovesh Hashem, Oysis Azer, Avtikin Teva Baltimut. So this pasuk, it means Hashem Malach, Hashem is king, Geus Lovesh, he wears Gaiva. Lavesh Hashem, Hashem wears it. We repeat the Lavesh two times because Hashem is the only one who wears Gaiba. Oyes Hazar, he girds himself with strength. Aptik and Teva Baltimet, and with that he creates the world, or he holds up the world. The point of this pasuk is for us to begin the process of removing Gaiba from our souls. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only being in the world that can have Gaiva, which it means, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only being that has any kind of control. The source of Gaiva, the point, the kuda, what Gaiva is about, is the belief in our own ability, the belief in our own ability to control, to affect, to do something. There are different levels of Gaiva. The kind of Balei Gaiva that we can't deal with are the Balei Gaiva who truly believe that they're in charge of everything and they do everything and their ability is all about everything. That's when we can't even deal with it. But we all possess an iota of Gaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikal Adam. Beyond that, we're all little Balei Gaiva. And that little Balei Gaiva is we're as much as we believe we can control, as much as we believe we're in charge, that we can affect the outcome of what happens in our life, that's a little bit of Gaiva. And the job we have as Jews is Hashem Moloch Geis Levesh. Hashem, you're in charge of everything. We aren't in control. We aren't able to do anything. You are able to do everything. That's what we're supposed to be thinking about when we say this pasuk. The recognition of how little control we truly have. The famous story that the first Stalner Rebbe, Aaron Karliner, was learning Friday night in his study, and he heard a knock on the door, and he said, "Who's there?" And the person answered, "Ich." "Hi." They ignored. A few minutes later, there's another knock on the door. He said, "Who's there?" He says, "Ich. I'm here." Again, he ignored him. Finally, the third time, the person says, "I'm so-and-so, your friend. We sat on the same bench when we were by the Maggid. We learned together. Why aren't you opening the door for me?" So he said, "I didn't open the door because you have forgotten a very basic lesson that the Maggid taught us. There is no Anoichi. Anoichi, I, is a word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. Anoichi Hashem Aleikacha." The next pasuk we say, three psukim. Su'ushar Mershechem, Hinasu Pischei Olam, V'yavim Melech HaKavod, pasuk we say often in Shir Shal Yayim. Mize Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izzer V'Gibur, Hashem Gibur Melchama. Su'ushar Mershechem, Su Pischei Olam, V'yavim Melech HaKavod, Mize Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzvayis, Melech HaKavod Sal. These psukim seem kind of repetitious. They seem to almost say the same thing. Su'ushar Mershechem is partially referring to the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also referring to the doors of Hashpa, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu affects this world, how he's mashpia on this world. Su'ushar Mershechem, the world should open up, v'inasu pischei olam, and they should raise themselves, the doors of the world, v'yivoy mel hakavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come. He's a mel hakavod Hashem, he's a giver. Who is Hashem? He's a giver, giver melchama. And again we say, su'ushar Mershechem, su'u pischei olam, v'yavim mel hakavod. It seems like a repetition. So Rav Chaim Friedlander and Sifse Chaim, he explains that there's two levels here. One is now, and one is la'asad lavin. Now it's su'u sha'ar m'sheichem v'hi nasuv. La'asad lavin is just su'u. In this world, su'u sha'ar m'sheichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves things around. He makes things happen. But it's difficult for us to perceive it. So v'hi nasuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises us up. He allows us to perceive it. What he is doing, what he's achieving in this world, how he's moving things around. Hashem Gibra Molchama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wages wars, Hashem Oiz, Hashem makes all natural disasters, everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. La'asad lavin, it'll be su'u. As soon as it happens, it'll be clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing it. The point of these psukim is to think about the events that happen in the world, the major events that happen in the world, the major wars that take place, the natural disasters, the calamities, the big changes that take place all over the globe, and to inculcate within ourselves that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. And it's His act, and it's His actions, and He's leading the way. The next psukim we say is Koyamer Hashem Melech Yisrael V'goyloi, Hashem Tzvakos, Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron, Mibalade Ein Elikim. This pasuk says, look at history. Ani Rishon, I was here from the beginning, Ani Achron, and I'm going to be here in the end. Mibalade Ein Elikim, and there is no other force other than me. And who am I? So Hashem says, Melech Yisrael V'goyloi. That's who I am. You want to know who Hashem is? He's Melech Yisrael V'goyle, he's the King and Savior of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk is telling us to look throughout all the Nisim Hashem did in history, the times when he really openly displayed himself, whether it was Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether it was Hanukkah, whether it was Purim. All the different times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed himself throughout history, Ani Rishon, Ani Achron, every display was for one purpose, and one purpose only, Melech Yisrael V'goyle, to demonstrate himself as King of Klal Yisrael, and to redeem Klal Yisrael from the tzaras that they were in. It's a very powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. He created the whole world. He created every single aspect of the Bria. But he identifies himself, Melech Yisrael V'Goyle, that's my Malchus. I'm the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. That's my kingship. That's what I'm trying to teach the world. And that's something to think about. We have so much that we go through the whole year with. Every Yontif, whether it's Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Purim, Chanukah, all have their aspect of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and saved us and redeemed us and did so much for us. And that's all crowded into this pasuk. Ani Rishon Ani Achron, Malchus Rav Gaila. Second to last pasuk, Va'alu Mashiach Bahar Tzion. That was third to last pasuk, Va'alu Mashiach Bahar Tzion. Lishpas Har Esa V'Hoysel Hashem Hamlucha. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Amalek, he's going to destroy Esav, the evil in the world. Hashem l'melech ha'kal ha'aretz b'emu yi Hashem echad u'shmai echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the king over the whole world, his name will be one. The first pasuk, Olam Hashem b'har Tzion, is demonstrating for us the importance of not tolerating evil. There's one level of Malchus Shemayim where we're very happy to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king and very happy to, within ourselves, live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king. Then there's a step out of the box that often is beyond our comfort zone, where accepting Malchus Shemayim also requires us to be intolerant. And it requires us to be intolerant of those who war against Malchus Shemayim, to those who make it their business to spread apikorsis, to spread atheism, to distance the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're obligated to hate those people. Part of appreciating Malchus Shemayim is hating evil. What's evil needs to be hated. And that's the culmination. We would love, of course, that the people would do tshuva. We would love it if they would give up their view and they would come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, it needs to be eradicated one way or another. When we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we say V'la Malshinim Alti Sikva Chol Irsha Meher. Okay, get a sitter. We say, "V'la Mashinim Al Tisikva V'chala Risha Karega Tevid." Tevid, all evil should be instantly destroyed. V'chala Evecha Mehera Yikareisu. All your enemies should quickly be ripped out. V'hazedim and the evil people Mehera Sa'aker. They should quickly be uprooted. V'sachnia Bimhera V'yameinu. I don't think there's any other bracha, any other tefillah that we say Mehera Karega Mehera so many times. It can't be tolerated. And we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate how much damage it's doing. How terrible it is. We're not exactly on that level. But we can see from the words of the bracha how what utmost importance it is that everything that's a stira to Malchus Shemayim, everything that opposes it, everything that contradicts it, needs to be wiped away. And that's the point of this pasuk. We say, V'haya Hashem l'malach ha'kal aras b'emu yi Hashem echad u'shmai echad. The concept of Hashem echad u'shmai echad means that at that point when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, l'asad lavei, is when everybody will come to realize that Hashem echad u'shmai echad, everything he's done, is all one. In this world, it's very confusing, it's very difficult. It's the most, the biggest source of hester is why are evil people doing well? Why are good people suffering? And that, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu disperses his judgment upon people, makes the greatest amount of questioning. And La'asad Lavi, that's all going to become clear. Hashem Echad U'Shmei Echad, and that's a belief we have, that's an emunah that we have. And that's, again, going to be the ultimate gilui of Malchus Shemayim when everything becomes clear and we'll see everything is Echad. Hashem is Echad, Shmai Echad. Shmai means every hanhaga that he took, every approach he took to this world, each aspect of how we relate it to this world, it's all Echad. Lastly, we say the pasuk Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the mantra of every Jew. And what we're saying is, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there is no other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the declaration of Einoid Mulvadei. It's really where we begin in Rosh Hashanah, and we go throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we reach the end of Yom Kippur, the very last thing. What's the last thing we scream on Yom Kippur? Hashem, Hu Elokim. Hashem is the only power. Elokim is a power. Hashem, Hu Elokim. That's the purpose. Everything that we're doing, everything we're saying in Malchus, Shemona Esrei, Davening, Tshuva, Al Chetz, all to get to that recognition of Hashem, Hu Elokim. And it's what we say every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that brings the Avoida of Ma'alchiyas to its conclusion in the Bracha of Shemana Esrei. So these, as we see, these 10 psukim, each one has so much depth to it. This is just a little touch of what it possibly could mean. There are other pshatim, there are other aspects, but the point, I guess I'm just trying to get at, is that we can find different ways in the Shemana Esrei. Each one of these psukim, there's so many different things it touches upon, and so many different things each person, we can personally find something we relate to, and that's what's so important. When we're davening Shemana Esrei, we have to find a place that touches our heart. A place that we feel, this is how I can relate to Malchus Shemayim. And there's so many various different ways that Chazal have given us to be able to relate to it. And if we think about it, we utilize it, we can have a very, very different Shemana Esrei. And Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zeicha to daven with Kavana and be zeicha to aksiv v'chsim etayva and a good year.